And now here's Phil Pickering back with the answers to the quiz which we set earlier.
Question number one. The five railway stations on the line between Todmorden and Manchester Road, Burnley, they were, working away from Todmorden, Stansfield Hall, Cornholm, Portsmouth, Holme and Townley. Question two. What closed temporarily shortly before Christmas 1984? It was the Summit Tunnel, after the fire. Question three. Where were the first three council housing estates built in Todmorden? They were built at Ashenhurst, Carr House and Sunvale. Question four. What do Todmordians see each Friday that will celebrate its 150th anniversary in November next year? It's the Todmorden News and Advertiser. Question five. The name of the coach firm owned by Norman Jowett in the 50s and 60s was Turner Brothers. Question six. Which friend of a prime minister owned a business in Todmorden during the 1970s? It was Lord Joseph Kagan. Question seven. What reopened in September 1990 after being closed for almost 30 years? It was Walsden Station. Question eight. Which amenity was opened in Todmorden Town Centre on a permanent basis in 1959? It was the bus station. Question nine. What was Stukely Pike built to celebrate? It was the surrender of Paris to the Allied forces during the Napoleonic Wars. Now, I think that was 1814, but I might be wrong on that one. Question ten. What make of new cars were sold at Springs Garage during the 60s and 70s? Well, they were cars made by the British Motor Corporation that became British Leyland, Austin, Morris, MG, Wolseley, and so on. Now, the answer to that bonus question. In the late 60s and 70s, the area between Bridge Street and Roomfield was cleared of housing. How many of the 12 streets can you name? Well, here they all are. Brook Street, Back Brook Street, Calder Street, Butterworth Street, School Lane, Rose Street, Temperance Street, Union Street, Myrtle Street, Cross Street, East Street, and Omega Street.